If you have your Bibles, let's turn in them to Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs chapter 14. And we'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 35. Proverbs 14, verses 1 through 35. And God's people, beginning in verse 1, these are God's words, so let's give our attention to our God. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. He that walketh in his uprightness feareth the Lord, but he that is perverse in his ways despiseth him. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox. A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. A scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth it not, but knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth. Go from the presence of a foolish man, when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor. The heart knoweth his own bitterness, and a stranger doth not intermeddle with his joy. The house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Even in laughter the heart is sorrowful, and the end of that mirth is heaviness. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated. The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. The evil bow before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. The poor is hated even of his own neighbor, but the rich hath many friends. He that despiseth his neighbor sinneth, but he that hath mercy on the poor, happy is he. Do they not err that devise evil? But mercy and truth shall be to them that devise good. In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. The crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolishness of fools is folly. A true witness delivereth souls, but a deceitful witness speaketh lies. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death. And the multitude of people is the king's honor, but in the want of people is the destruction of the prince. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. He that oppresseth the poor reproacheth his maker, but he that honoreth him that hath mercy on the poor. The wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous hath hope in his death. Wisdom resteth in the heart of him that hath understanding, but that which is in the midst of fools is made known. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The king's favor is toward a wise servant, but his wrath is against him that causeth shame. Those are God's words. And here the chapter continues, as we heard from last Lord's Day, with the various Proverbs, a couple to highlight. So this Lord's Day, verse 12, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Friends, there are times we think we are right, but it is actually walking in an evil way, a sinful way. So how should we be guided then? Well, of course, it's by His Word. We have to be in His Word day and night, meditating upon it. And when you're confused, when we're confused, or don't know what to do, you come and ask your elders, come and ask for guidance, ask those who have gone before you, those who are older than you in the faith, and may have gone through the same trials or circumstances. Go and ask for help and counsel, that they would give you counsel from the Word, not just their own counsel, which is of men. And you look at verse 13, even in laughter the heart is sorrowful, and the end of that mirth is heaviness. There is a way of the wicked, of the world, in verse 12, that seems right to them. But the end thereof is always, are the ways of death. They think the pleasures of the world, the happiness of the world, the joy of the world will lead to their blessing and their good, but in reality it leads to their death. And so here it expounds on verse 12 and verse 13, saying that that laughter that you think you'll have, the laughter of your heart, is actually sorrowful. And the end of that mirth, or the thing that you think is just great to you, is actually heaviness of heart. And so then verse 27, similarly, the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death. That we would come to the Lord and fear Him. And then verse 34, a message to the church, but also, of course, very clearly to our nation, of how we must live before the Lord. It says, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And so it is to us. Sin should be a reproach to us. And so we ought to turn from our sin and exalt in the righteousness of God as declared in His Word, and fear the Lord. Verse 27, that we would have that fountain of life. Well, let's pray. Our gracious Father, we give You praise today for Your Word. We're thankful that You teach us wisdom, because You are the God who is infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in Your wisdom. And so all wisdom is found in You. It is not found in the world. It is not found even in ourselves, except that we be in Christ, and except that we be living faithfully and speaking what we have heard from Your Word. And Father, we know that wisdom is that skill in living, of how to live righteously for Your praise and Your glory. And that does not look like what the world thinks is wisdom. The wisdom of the world is intelligence, or knowing a lot of things, and yet that includes knowing a lot of false things. And so, Father, we pray that we would be kept from that way, kept from the lies of the evil one, even Satan, who is the father of lies. But that we would walk after You, a God of truth, even in Your Son, who is truth. And that You would sanctify us in the truth, knowing what we hear in John's Gospel, Your Word is truth. Father, make us to be a people of the Word, who are meditating upon it day and night, that we would be guided by You from every false way, and unto every righteous and godly way. Father, we praise You today for the Gospel. We're thankful for the good news of Jesus Christ, Your Son, who forgives us of our sins in Him by His blood shed. We have remission of sins and pardon of our sins. And so, Father, give us faith in Jesus, Your Son. Give us faith in You, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and in Christ's sacrifice on the cross. Even our children, we pray, and all who are here today. Father, we ask that You would grant us faith in Your Son. And Father, we do pray also for our souls, and any who are weary or downcast today, that You would uplift them and encourage them in Christ Jesus, Your Son. Cause them to be encouraged by hearing Your Word read and preached and sung. And Father, may You be our joy. Not the things of this world, but You would be our happiness. And that we would be blessed and happy in not only You, in communion with You, but in following after You. I would do also ask that You would turn us from our sins. As we're about to hear, seeking forgiveness of our sins, we ask that You would turn us from them. We have broken Your commandments. We have turned from You often this week and rebelled, even as from the youngest to the oldest, doesn't matter if we're a Christian or not Christian. We have sinned against You. And so, Father, we ask that You would forgive us of our sins in Christ. You would cleanse us of our sins as far as the east is from the west. And Father, we also pray for our bodies. Pray for our bodies that You would heal those who are sick. We pray for the Drakes who are not here today and not well, or didn't sleep well last night, not sure. The Gordetskis are not here as well. And some others, Father, they're not here. And so we ask that You would build them up and strengthen them in their bodies, those who are Your children, heal them. Heal them of their maladies and their diseases and their illnesses. And strengthen our bodies to serve You. Because we desire to glorify You not only with our hearts, but our bodies. And so, Father, be glorified by us, Your bride. And so sanctify and cleanse Your bride with Your word today. Even heal our bodies and strengthen us in our bodies by hearing Your word, being strengthened to go out and be those living sacrifices, holy and pleasing unto You. And You would receive all the praise. Father, we praise You and we give You thanks today for the great privilege of worshiping here and how You've provided for us as a congregation. We're thankful for the members, the elders of the Southview Church, that You would bless them and helping us, even as we heard in Proverbs, helping the poor. And by no means are we poor. Father, we pray that You would make us to be cheerful givers, even as we'll hear this evening, that worship will continue amongst us and that You would not snuff out our lampstand. But we give You the praise of bringing us to this time and this place. And we pray that it would be unto Your glory. We pray that You would uphold the relations we have with this church and that You would grant to us great opportunity with them to speak to them about the gospel and with them about it and about Your word, and that we could grow in faith together. Father, we now ask that You would bless us in our continuing to worship You. Uphold us and give us that fear of the Lord, which is that reverence, that affectionate reverence, carefulness of coming before Your very throne. All the while we look in hope because of Your goodness to us, that You've already saved Your people, and we look forward to that hope of eternal life and the life to come. And so may Your name be praised and may Your will be done. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.